Blog Talk Radio.
Said he's been so good. God, it's been so good.
Lord, hey. You say good enough. You've hey. Been good to me.
God has had my back in the midst of my enemies, and I ain't even have to be there. For God to care me and my children. I'm so connected to the air that I breathe, the ocean air.
Good evening, and hello, everyone. It's Thursday, March 28, 2024, and this is the Metroplex Buzz. I'm Verna Thomas Milton, your host for this evening, and I am so happy to have with me today Dr. Asterio Miller. Asterio is the administrative assistant to She's the administrative assistant to Tijuana Simmons with the Viola House. Good evening, Dr. Miller.
Good evening. I just want to clarify that it's Fauna Simmons, T-H-A-N-A, and she's the CEO of Viola's House, and I am the senior manager of residential services and also the in-house counselor at Viola's House in Dallas.
Okay,
thank
I got
you
all
for
that
having
wrong.
Me.
Okay, yes. Thank you for replacing her this evening. I know we had a short time getting this together because she thought she was going to be on, but I hope she's.
Right.
I hope she's listening.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, Dr. Miller, I know you weren't supposed to. Today you got prepared within 24 hours, it seemed like, but you have such an impressive resume. And I just kind of want to tell everybody, today we are interviewing on our Metroplex Buzz, giving everyone a chance to hear our living legends. And these people who we are interviewing are living legends to Dallas. And June the 8th, we are going to be honoring them at the Royal Oaks Country Club. And I want you all to come out. You can go to Eventbrite, I think, today and look at who they are to get all their resumes. But Miss Simmons may not have a chance to talk about Viola's House, how we're going to talk about it tonight. Tonight we have a whole hour to discuss all the good things that she's doing in the community, all the people that she's helped, and I think you're talking about maybe 63,000 people a year that she sees. So we're going to talk about what she do tonight, but at the event on June the 8th, we only give each living legend like 5 minutes. So that's why I wanted to give them a whole hour through the Metroplex Buzz to tell the world, because we are global. This is a global podcast. It's heard all over the world. So, and online, and you can always go back and listen online if anyone misses tonight. You can always let them know, Ms. Miller, they can hear your interview tonight, tomorrow, the next week, because it's being taped. So I wanted to let everybody know that. And next week, we're going to be talking to Mr. Robert Petrie. And just like
that's
Mr.
a good Petrie, friend of mine.
Well, he is
very good
a
friend of mine.
Very, very good. And you know what? I've told everybody who nominated him too that I've been knowing him since the 70s, because everybody back then used to love to go by his car dealership. He was the first black car dealership in Dallas, Texas. So we're going to talk about him a little bit after we, you know, discuss you. But I want to let everybody know that he's also a living legend. He's going to be on next week, so don't miss next Thursday. But tonight I want you to kind of let us know, Miss Miller, you have a fantastic resume here. I've been reading this evening. And I want to, we're going to talk about that too. But I want to first ask you, how did you get started getting involved with Fowler's House?
Well, Fanna Simmons and I had a mutual situation that had been going on. I'll just tell you, Fanna is the CEO and founder of Viola's House. And Fanna offered me the position of in-house counselor, where I would just come once a week.
Mm-hmm.
But now I've kind of graduated to the senior residential services manager. And we have a transition home as well as a maternity home. But the maternity home is the pillar of our organization. And the transition home is soon to come. But the programming is second to none, I'll say, here at Viola's House. I've never seen anything as capable and as structured as it is to serve a population that really, really is needing services. Now, you asked me what was my story and how I got involved with Viola's House.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about my story. I I've been in the healthcare professional for quite some time, over 20 some odd years. And so I've done project management and program management, dealing with chronic disease management. And so I've had many, many roles, principal investigator, community navigator, board president. But anyway, I was in healthcare and at Baylor Scott & White, and I became a director. And this was in 2011, 2012. I was named one of the 100 most influential health leaders in America by the Obama administration, working with Secretary Sebelius when we were trying to navigate how we would get interested from the community about Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in September 2012, I had... have done quite a few things, and all the good things that I had done, I was still having stress in my background, in my personal life. And so that stress sadly afforded me an incarceration. And September 2013, I was incarcerated because I had been a closet drinker, alcoholic. And 2013, September 28, I killed someone and was sentenced to 7 years for intoxication manslaughter. Well, after that 7 years, during that 7 years, it afforded me the opportunity to be around young women who were coming into prison and into jails. Now, I had my MBA, my Master of Business Administration from Texas A&M at that particular time, Texas A&M Commerce. I was working on my doctorate, and so the Lord just allowed me to pour into these young women coming into prison. And these were very young women. I was on a unit that had age 14 to 17 and then 18 to 25. Anyway, I believe that's what helps me so much in what I do here at Viola's House. when I was released in May 2020, Mother's Day weekend 2020, I was reunited with my family, and I was so excited about that. And I will tell you, sometimes my voice gets caught up because I did have a traumatic brain injury, but God has blessed me to come back from that. Anyway, after that, 7 months after I was released, my son passed away from COVID. He had asthma, and so that still poured into me that I needed to still give back, because while I was gone, I had people helping me with my children. And so when I came to Viola's house, it was just a perfect fit for counseling, because these young women who come here are homeless. They are typically between the ages of 18 and 24, so they're very, very young. They're pregnant or they've already had a child, and the child is less than 6 months. And so they come here looking for housing and a safe shelter, a place where they know they're going to be loved. And that's what we do here. I met Miss Thana because of some medical issues that my son had, and she had given me some resources. And I had no idea what Viola's house was. And so when she and I got to talking about that, after my son passed away, I decided to come and give services here for counseling. And the young women and I we seemed to click. And I give them my story. I tell them the truth about my story because I want them to feel comfortable and be able to tell me what they want to tell me, and not feel uncomfortable or inhibited by someone who has a doctor in front of their name. But it just seems like since I've been here, I have grown, and I have been given so many opportunities to pour into the families that we serve. Now, last year we served over 5,686 families at our baby benefit boutique. Now we have a program. I'm sorry.
That's the BBB, right?
Yes, that's the BBB.
Okay.
And not only the maternity home, we have the maternity home, we have the BBB. We also just partnered with HHM, that's a community clinical arm that we have, and we partnered with them, and they are now in the same strip that we have our other offices in. And so we provide, they provide clinical services for us. And, you know, we're all about life-saving measures. Anything that we can do to help these mothers, and not only the mothers, we do have fathers who come and get services as well. They take parenting classes. We have had up to 450 educational classes offered to moms. There's about 450 moms who come and get the parenting classes that are offered throughout the day as well as throughout the week, 6 days a week. And so we are very, very proud of the work that's being done in our community. And it's just exciting to be able to see young women who wouldn't necessarily be able to, you know, pay for diapers or pay for wipes, and
right.
They have to use funds that they might use for groceries or for, you know, material goods like shoes and clothing. We're able to provide that for free. And we continue to provide that up to the age of 36 months.
Well, let me ask you something. You said some of your young girls between 18 and 24 come there are homeless.
Yes.
Because they have nowhere to stay. Do they come there before they try to go downtown to the homeless shelter? Or what's the difference in your facility than the facility that they have downtown?
What makes Viola's House very different is we provide not only shelter and housing support, but we have wraparound services. We are adding services that really make a difference in the individual's life. What we want to do is make sure that they have access.
Right.
Access is very difficult in vulnerable populations and vulnerable communities where Viola's House is located. You said the BBB, the Baby Benefit Boutique. There is a earn and learn program that we have with our parenting classes. So they earn baby books. And these baby books they can use to purchase items that they would have to use to with their finances from their with money that's taken out of the household. Well, we help them by not using those funds out of their household, and so we're able to provide diapers, wipes. Not only just that, but sometimes the father may need a coat, mom may need shoes, the baby needs shoes and diapers and bibs and all those other essentials, breast pumps. There are a lot of great materials that we have to be able to give to our population.
Okay. Well, let me ask you something. In your resources that you have for Viola's House, how much of that do you all have that actually help these people find permanent housing or be able to help themselves by giving them jobs, employment? Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you all have a program that will actually pick them up or teach them how to, abstain themselves, for a lifetime?
Yes. Well, you know, that's where great partnerships come in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have financial literacy partnerships. We have GED classes. That we have a partner with the church that we are in the CDC with them, the Community Development Corporation, the Cornerstone. They have a GED program. But not only that, we ensure that we go out to see and make sure that these partnerships are still viable and we're still able to make sure that if we send or if we do a handoff, we know that they are getting the individual, that clients are getting what they need. And, you know, it's that continuum of care that's so important, not only for the baby, but it affects the whole family. Many times we have parents who not only have their children, but the grandma is involved, auntie is involved, Thea, she's involved, and it's so, so important. We also have bilingual classes. And that helps us to be able to serve the whole population, that population that sometimes is overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're so excited about that because now there's a new rule where we can help those who have been in Texas but are seeking services so that they can become permanent citizens. And so that's not a barrier for women who are in that homeless population. Also, people who have been in abuse. we've been helping them as well. So those partnerships make a big difference.
Well, let me share something with you. We have a lot of callers. In fact, I think some of them took their hands down, but we still have about five or six of them that they want to talk with you. I want to come in online to ask some questions.
Okay.
But I'm going to come back to you because last week we had the young lady on, the week before last we had Jan, who is over Genesis. And they got fantastic programs. They got apartments where people can live for up to one year without paying rent, stuff like that. So we're going to talk about that a little bit after we take some of your questions from your audience. I got I want to take this one here because they was holding first. Hello, sir or ma'am, with the number ending with 8732. You're on the line. Go ahead. Hello. Okay, maybe they just hit the number one. Let me go to the next caller because they're not. Yes, hello, caller with telephone number 8850. Are you still there?
I am.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hi, I just want to say kudos to this program and Dr. Miller. Your story's amazing. I've lived in Dallas for quite a long time, and quite frankly, I really haven't heard about the Viola's House. I'm just wondering how people could become involved or donate, like, say, baby clothes. You mentioned breast pumps and things like that. How can people become more involved in helping these women with some of the needs?
Well, thank you so much for the encouraging words. And how you can become more involved is, number one, we have a volunteer services person who you can contact. Her name is Jayla Ned, N-E-D. Jayla actually is one of our success stories. She was one of our young women who we served, and now she's working for us, and she's doing a great job. She's moved up in several positions. But her email address is J as in Jackson, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, D as in David, at violashouse.org. violashouse.org. And you can also call her at 469-751-2017. And Jayla will be happy to explain to you our volunteer program and also give you opportunity to donate things. We have a process for that. Also, we take, those large items. Sometimes we have furniture and things like that that we need, especially for our transition home. That's new for us. We are taking in moms who have multiple children.
I see. Okay, and that is Jayla at violashouse.org.
No. J-N-E-D. J-N-E-D.
N-E-D.
At J as in Jackson, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, D like David. J Ned. That's her at violashouse.org. But her name is Jayla.
Jayla. Okay. Mm-hmm. Ma'am, I had to mute her because she's got a lot of sound in her background. Did you get this information?
I did. Thank you. Will there also be on any kind of website? The website is violahouse.org, right? www.violahouse.org?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
and that information will be there. Perfect. Because I'm sure there's other viewers out there that are wanting the same information.
thank you so much for asking. And you're correct. The website is violashouse.org. violashouse.org. And that's a place where you can find all the information you need about Viola's House, and also where you can send people who do need services.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. We're going to have, let me make sure she, hello, ma'am? Are you still there?
I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's a little, we have a lot of noise in your background there, so I'm trying to make sure that.
Okay, I'm going to mute. There's no noise around me, so it could be coming through my phone, but I'll mute anyway. Sorry.
Okay, no. I can mute you, but what I'm saying, did you have another question for her?
No, that was it. I was just about involvement because doing such great work. It needs to be. Everybody needs to know about it.
Well, thank you so much for your involvement in calling in. What is your name again?
My name is Donna Bright.
Miss Bright, okay. All right, Miss Bright, thank you so much for calling in. And just stay tuned because we've got other people that want to ask questions also. They may can have something, say something that you may need to hear. Okay, caller with ending with 3309, you on the line. Hello? Caller with the number ending in 3309. Go ahead. Okay, sometimes. Okay, Ms. Miller, we're going to go back. We have one more caller here. I don't know if they're muted. Sometimes they mute their phones, and when I come on, Hello, caller with 8732, with the number ending in 8732. You on the line. Go ahead. Okay, so they may be muted, too, as well. Okay, Ms. Miller, we're going to go ahead and continue with our call. And I just wanted to, I want to applaud you all, what you're doing, too. I know week before last, when I talked with Jen, I was surprised. Because so many people had told me they, you know, with domestic violence, they live in the southern sector, and they did not know where her store was, and they needed help.
Yeah.
And that's a lot going on. I mean, it's a lot going on out here. And, yeah.
Yes. And, you know, that's why partnerships are so valuable, because I know about Genesis Women's Shelter. I will disclose that I had to use them at one time in my life. I was quite a bit younger, and I had two children, and I continued to give donations to Genesis Women's Shelter. I'll be going to their luncheon in a couple of weeks with Shirley Lee Raff. But Genesis, we get people, or we have to send people to the Genesis Women's Shelter because of the level of services that the person needs. And, you know, we don't take that lightly. I know that when a young woman is pregnant and they are dealing with domestic violence, it's a matter of life and death. And I had a young woman in my office last week who was dealing with that. She's just had her baby, and she's had to go to the hospital because of what happened, and her children saw what happened. And so it just becomes a whole plethora of different things that you need to do, and how you need to navigate the entire family, because that child needs counseling, the mom needs counseling. Not only that, but she needs shelter. And if she's, you know, homeless, then, you know, all of that makes a difference. And then, too, those little young lives, it makes such a huge difference in their lives. So when we have volunteers like the previous caller, and
the volunteers that we have at with Viola's House, it makes it just makes our job that much easier to serve them.
Right, right. Okay. So and so you serve approximately how many people do you serve a week there? And all, I mean, for instance, I know you all should say that you serve over, what, 60,000 last year? That's
well,
a lot of.
I'll tell you, I'll tell you, we gave out more than 6 million diapers last year. Last year was a year that really we stepped up the game and made a difference in the lives of many here in the southern sector. But not only here, we also have a satellite location in Brownsville. And so that is another unique population that we've been servicing here for the last several months. And so not only do we serve them, but we serve the entire family. And we go out to partner schools that we partnered with, and the young women who are in school but also are pregnant, we offer them diapers and wipes, toiletries for the mom, and sometimes we, you know, when we have food distributions, we partner with, like, the North Texas Food Bank. We'll make sure that they have food. But we want to make access the most important thing, because if you have all these services and the people don't have access, that is what is the game changer.
Mm-hmm.
We also have several buses that we go out, and we go out into the community, and we partner so that we have a vendor spot at some of the hospital vending programs that they have, the different major hospitals, the different major insurance providers. We want people to know who we are and where we are. We partnered with different churches so that they know who we are and the services that we offer. Hospital systems, we've made sure that the social workers have our information. And they also service our young women who are in the maternity home. I didn't really say, but in the maternity home, we can house up to 6 women and 6 babies. That's the most that we can do, and I will tell you that's a handful, because when we're trying to navigate doctor's appointments and trying to navigate, you know, WIC and getting the different social services like the Lone Star Card and sometimes even, you know, having access to go to work, because we do have partnerships with the Texas Workforce Commission to help the young women who don't have training or skills or do not have a job history. We help them get that through the Texas Workforce Commission, but we also have our organization where we will train them to do some of the work that we do here at Viola's House.
Okay. Now let me ask you something. Your maternity house, is it located? What area of town is it located?
I will tell you, it's a Safe Harbor location.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't really like to
give out the location
specifically, but I will tell you where our baby benefit boutique is. It is at 3647 Holmes Street here in Dallas, Texas, H-O-L-M-E-S. That's also where, Holmes Street. That's also where we have our parenting classes, where we run them on Zoom. And so we have the instructors in an area where they can, that's conducive for teaching and allowing the women to learn. We also, in that same strip, have our clinic. And it also has a sonogram machine and all the different things that you wouldn't normally see in a vulnerable population like ours. Yes.
Well, you know, over there on Home Street, there was a lot of apartments, but I was, I guess it's been years when I first came out and stuff, you know. So I know where the location is. How much do Cornerstone Church, do y'all cross, or do you get any help from them as well? Because he's doing a lot of work.
Absolutely. Yes, Pastor Chris Simmons. I mean, he's like a patriarch in this community. He has done so much with the Cornerstone CDC. There's more than 20 nonprofit organizations that are under the umbrella of the CDC with Cornerstone. And so Viola's House is proud to be one of those organizations. And so we are very close. As a matter of fact, unfortunately, we had our first fetal demise this past week, where a young mother had a stillborn baby. And so we had a memorial service, and Pastor Chris made sure that we had everything that we needed for the family and for us as the Viola's House family, because this is, within 10 years of service, this is the first fetal demise that we've ever had and experienced. So it was pivotal for us and the organization. But the love and support that the mom is still getting, the grief counseling, and just all of the support that she needs, she's getting from us, continues to get from us.
Mm-hmm. Well, now let me ask you something. You said that you're at 36, 47 homes. Are you? Is that your main office where people can come if they need help, or if a church member?
No. What our intake process is for people needing help, it's online. It's at the website, the Viola's House website.
Mm-hmm.
That is, I'll say it again, violashouse.org. There is a link for you to be able to sign up and get you'll answer a few questions so that we can understand that, and know that you are qualified. And if you're not, then we can also offer resources and partnership resources that we know of. So we never turn anyone away without offering them something so that they won't leave away without the knowledge or empty-handed, one or the other.
I see. You're going to help them one way or the other. Yes, that's good.
Yes, ma'am. We are determined. Thana Simmons, that's what she does. She has the biggest heart this side of heaven and as big as Chicago, where she's from. And I would love for you to really get a chance to know what her story has done for a lot of people who've been in her shoes, but also just to know the love that she has, not only for the people, but first and foremost for the Lord. This is a ministry of love that glorifies the Lord.
Right. You know, in the book of Jeremiah, it talks about how God was in prison. Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I tell people all the time sometimes we go to jail for reasons that we may not even understand. And like sometimes I tell people when they're children,
amen.
I used to work I used to work in the jail, but I tell people sometimes the jailhouse sometimes is the safest house a place can be at a particular time. So God has his own timing, because if I had a young lady, a girl, which I do not have a child, I mean, that's female, not a biological child, really.
Yes.
If she had problems, I would rather her be in jail than on the streets, laying the, you know, somewhere on the streets, because I've seen, I've been there, and I know sometimes the jail is safer in the streets, at least
parents
know where that place, where that child is. So when
and
I tell
people, I apologize. I'm sorry.
No. You can go ahead. But what I'm saying, your stay, being incarcerated for that time, it helped you to learn about your drinking problem, more about your drinking problem, how to deal with it. But it also, you was there for a reason to help somebody else. You see what I'm saying?
You are so right. You are so right. I say that was the best, worst experience I've had in my life, because I was born and raised in South Dallas, sunny South Dallas, right over there on Marbury near Lincoln High School. And then I went on to get educated at Paul Quinn College and then Texas A&M Commerce. But all of that education could not hold water, hold up to the biblical knowledge that my mother taught me.
Mm-hmm.
My mother taught me, and my father made the way for her to teach us about how important it is to have biblical knowledge and also biblical Christ-like ways. And
mm-hmm.
so that was first and foremost in my home. But I stepped outside of that because, you know, at 47, I got grown. I thought I could go out there and do what Mama told me at 14, don't do. She told me never to drink. But I did, but God had a plan. He made my tragedy into triumph. And mm-hmm. the young women that I was able to witness to, I still have access to. I still write them. I go into the prisons and I minister to them. I actually go to death row several times a year, at least 4 to 5 times a year, and minister to the women who are on death row in Texas. And so I have a different path that I thought, more different than what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's the best path because, you know, God said in Peter that he's given us everything that we need in life and godliness. He's given it all to us. Now
mm-hmm.
all I have to do is, like my pastor says at Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship, Pastor Evans, he says all we have to do is walk in it, because
mm-hmm.
I have the source. God is my source. Everything else is a resource. And so just looking back at and talking about Viola's house, that's the premise that Thana Simmons has had. She has allowed her source to be God, nothing else but God. And then she's been able to be surrounded and poured into with the resources that are in this area, and not only here but globally, because
mm-hmm.
we've connected with some people who are in Africa, and that's a place where her heart is wanting to go. And so in God's time, she'll be providing whatever gifts that God gives her to give to Africa.
Right. You know, I am so happy, you know, even though Vanna was in route to, I guess, probably in the airplane.
Yes.
I was hoping to have her on the show, but I am so happy to talk to you this evening, because you brought so much about her as well as Viola's place and about Lord has used you to be an instrument and to be a, you have a ministry within yourself. You have a testimony. And I like people with testimonies because that's what we're made of. You know, we have to be able to testify to others, to strengthen others. So you have been a awesome host. And when I look
God
at you, you know, in 3 weeks ago, I had Christina Milton on here on my podcast. And
oh,
Christina,
yes.
You know, she has a, I think her place is in Gatesville. She has a prison named after her in Gatesville. Did you know her?
No, I don't know her personally, but one of my spiritual daughters is housed in that unit.
That facility, yes.
Christina, the crane,
right.
unit.
The crane
unit. And yes, it is. I've been afforded the opportunity to go there and speak, but I did have to get services there when I was in my wilderness experience. I even got my knee replaced, and so I had to go there and rehab. But yes, I am very, very familiar with the Crane unit. That's one of the biggest female units in Gatesville.
Well, she showed me that. I saw it on the video
yes.
that we talked about. You know what? In our June 8th Living Legends prayer brunch, she's one of my Living Legends as well. And when I look at her and Vonna Simmons and Bianca Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these women who has a story to tell. Jan's with Genesis.
Yeah.
Bianca is
yeah.
with New Friends, New Life. Christina is with
right.
Unlocking
right.
Doors. And then Viola's House.
Just
four
powerful. Yes.
Oh my God!
Yes.
You see how God works.
Yes.
But see how He works and brings us
circle.
All together to be able to praise Him, but also being able to help others because everybody. Lives, I mean, you know, and I tell people all the time, you are here for a reason. You're just not here to be trying to be pretty or trying to put on all this stuff. You
mm-hmm.
just got to know mm-hmm. and know and find what God will have you to do. You got to learn why you're here. Because if
exactly.
we're here for
exactly.
a reason. And everybody's
you know,
here
the word
for somebody.
Says in Revelation, you know, the word says in Revelation, we are, we overcome
mm-hmm.
by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our ministry.
My Lord,
so,
yeah.
of our testimony. So it's
mm-hmm.
so important to tell your testimony, especially for someone who has substance use in my past. That's
right.
what helped me to help others. And that's what the word says too in Corinthians, that we are comforted so that we can comfort others. It's
mm-hmm.
all about God first and others, just like Christ said.
Yes.
And coming up on Easter this weekend, I mean, it's just such a timely topic about how you've led up to this point with all these women who have been serving others, but they have also been giving honor to God. So this is, I mean, it couldn't help but be just good.
You know, thank you. I mean, I needed to hear that because, you know, so many people don't know why I do it. They say, why are you doing this? Well, really and truly, I don't get paid to do this. Nobody pays me nothing to do what I do, but God.
Yes.
That's the pay I get. It's from Him all the time with His blessings. And I tell people that on June the 8th, we have a powerful prayer brunch. And when I say that, because we have people to pray for our city, our state, our union, and we have been blessed by the country club is always there for us when we need them. And I'm always very thankful to Royal Oaks Country Club, to the management there that has let us have anytime we get ready, and there was nothing but God that put us in that particular place at that particular time. So I don't know how long we'll be doing this, how long we will continue to do this, but by the grace of God, we're able to do it now.
That's right, Miss Verna. That is so right. And you know what? He that hath begun a good work in Miss Verna shall perform it to completion. Now, that's what the word says. Oh. And you will perform this until completion. And that's when Christ comes back. So we all have work to do.
I tell my board members, I've been volunteering for 49 years. And one person said, you is crazy. I said, well, but you know what? But I had to write a book because not so much to sell that book to get rich off of. I'm not trying to get rich off that book. But I promised the Lord I have to talk about how his grace and his mercy has brought me so far. And I'm doing the pandemic. I mean, everybody was saying we shut into this and I wasn't making no money. I was about to go homeless myself. But I had miracles happening even during the pandemic that God was sending my way.
Wow.
So I had to talk to people. I had to talk to him to see him and teach me how to write a book. Never wrote a book in my life. But I had to let him guide me to tell me what should I write about. And as that spirit started talking to me, as I started yearning his spirit the Holy Spirit to know exactly how to write, he sent me to be on our board, a publisher.
Mm-hmm.
And when this guy told me, I said, what did you do for a living? He said, oh, I'm a publisher. I said, get out of here, Jesus. I said, look what you done. And he said, what do you mean? I said, who told you about our organization? So he told me,
Because
my best friend at SMU, and one of the ladies who I like, she wrote the morning speech, but she didn't have time to help me write a book. When I was telling her about, she said, well, I don't have the time right now. But I said, I want to talk about God so bad. I want to write something. She said, well, I want you to know the best thing for you to write about is yourself. And every step that I took in writing this book, God was leading me. And it's called My Power in Three. I first called it My Power of Three. And then again, I went to praying about that. And me and my pastor came up and we said, I think we need to say in three. So we had to change that cover to say in instead of of. But what I'm saying to you, all of that was nothing but the Holy Spirit. And I tell people we need to learn how to have a personal relationship with him. Every day, a personal relationship. I tell these young people this. I tell my grandsons them this. You need to learn because when it's time to go, you never know how you're going. But it's been such a honor to talk to you. I don't have but 5 more minutes.
The same to you.
I hope I can meet you all in 2 weeks. I know about the luncheon, and I'm gonna hope to be there. And
the luncheon for Genesis, but we have a gala that's coming up in December. You should be getting some information probably about that. But our gala is in December, and I believe it's December 7th. Because that's the first Saturday in December. That's typically the way we do it. And so just stay tuned to who is our guest and honoree. This will be our third year for our gala. Mm-hmm. Last year we had the privilege to have Beyonce's mom. She was Tina Knowles. She was our guest, and our first year was my pastor's daughter, Crystal Evans Hurst. She was our first honoree.
Okay.
So stay tuned to our third year.
My little friend, I call her my little friend, her name is, Tisha Owens. You know Tisha?
You said Tisha?
Letitia Owens. You know Letitia?
No, I don't know if I know. Oh, I know. You say Letitia Owens?
Letitia, yes.
Yes, yes.
You know, when Letitia was 9 or 10 years old, she used to sing for me.
Shut your mouth.
She was 9 or 10 years old. I think she's about 10. She went to the school across the streets over there off of, like over there by Rugged Drive. And she used to sing at every event that we had in the community back then. And now
oh,
I see her.
Wow.
Still, she's the sweetest person. She still calls me Miss Verna. But she used to sing for us at the Judy Locke Community Center. And I just love her to death. I mean, she's sweet as she can be. But she was telling me that that's why she goes to church with Tony Evans. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes,
so,
yes, yes.
And she also has a ministry with homeless. So I hope to see you all, sweetie, in at Genesee's gala. I told Miss Jen I'm going to try my best to be there. But
yes.
Tell Miss Simmons that she needs to preach. I hope she's listening. I don't know if she's listening to by now or not, but tell her she did preach. You did very, very well. And
Thank you so much. And we'll be praying for you and praying about, well, we'll be praying about the luncheon that you're having June the 8th, the prayer luncheon. Is that what it is?
Yes, it's a very triethnic. We bring all races together, and
yes.
We come together as God's children, really, as one, under one umbrella for our prayer brunch. But in doing that, we honor so many famous people in our community who deserving. Everybody
yes.
who has their own ministry of doing and what they do to help others. You know, like next week we're going to have Mr. Petrion. He's the one that brought that auction, the auto auction here to Dallas. And that place hires a lot of people, helps a lot of people
right.
with jobs. Also, he was the first car dealership. And I've been married 55 years. I don't know how I did it, but by the grace of God, I did. But my first marriage, my husband is deceased now. I'm just letting you know, my husband is deceased, the first one. But he used to always love to go by Petrus. He said, well, we're going to, every time they got money to buy a car, that's where they went. But back then, people pooled together. They were such a black,
yes.
Black people actually helped each other's more to me. Back in the 70s, and they came together to help each other with food, with cars. If you own a business, you just let your brothers and sisters know they were going to work with you. So
wow.
A lot of people knew about black businesses back then, and he was one of mm-hmm. the first auto sales in Dallas.
Yes,
Mr. Peter
was.
Was. So we're going to
yes.
have him next Thursday.
Yes. Yes, he has the Skyline. He and his wife run the Skyline Ranch as well. And I met them when our children, well, his child and my child were in the same class at St. Philip's, at St. Philip's School and Community Center.
Mm-hmm.
And, we picketed and we picketed these liquor stores and all the ugliness that was going on around South Dallas. But
did you pick it too? Did you like to protest also sometimes?
We did. Well, we protested these liquor stores. I tell you that we did. We protested these liquor stores and all of these motels that weren't really
mm-hmm.
Where you stay by the hour, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and you they put them up by all the schools. I mean, right.
Oh, yeah, right there.
Yeah.
Yes,
well,
right there, and he was a part of that. He was a big part of that, making the changes in this area. So,
yeah.
Yes, you do have a living legend with Mr. Robert Petrus.
Well, that's what I know, and that's what our boy when his name came up, I said we all approved it. So, sweetie, listen,
yes.
I know we don't have that much time, but I wanted to just tell you, and may God bless you, and I'll see you all soon. I promise you that.
Yes.
And I'm gonna come by your facility. I would love to come by and spend a day with you all over
wonderful.
There. Wonderful. To do and maybe help out of something, you know, volunteer day or so. Okay.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for this opportunity. And you just keep doing the great work that you're doing. You know, God sees you, and he loves you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you so much. And all right, I'm going to let you go because I know we're out of time, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you.
God, it's been so good.
Good. Thank you.
God has had my back in the midst of my enemies, and I ain't even have to be there. I have grown many cities, friends not very many, for God took care of me and my children. I'm so connected to the air that I breathe, the ocean and the sea,
the mountains, the sky, and the trees.
I'm gonna get everything that belongs to me.
Good,
just it's been so good.
Yeah.
His love
is
so good. And it runs
for the
hey,
that
somebody.